Very well, then, I said. What is the next question we have to decide? Isn't it which of these people are to rule and which be ruled? Unquestionably. Is it obvious the rulers should be older and those who are ruled younger? Yes, it is. And that the rulers should be the best among them. That too. Among farmers, aren't the best ones the ones who most possess the attributes of a farmer? Yes. So in this context, since we are looking for the best of the guardians, must they not be the ones who most possess the attributes of a guardian of the city? Yes. And for this purpose, do they have to be wise, powerful, and above all devoted to the city? They do. And people are most devoted to whatever it is they love. Bound to be. And they love most what they believe to have the same interests as themselves, the thing whose success or failure they think results in their own success or failure. True, he said. Then we must select from the guardians the kind of men who on examination strike us most strongly their whole lives through as being utterly determined to do what is in the city's interests, and as refusing to act in any way against its interests. Yes, they should be the people we want. I think we should observe them at all ages to make sure they are the guardians and defenders of this belief, and that neither magic nor force can make them forget and jettison their conviction that they should do what is best for the city. What do you mean by this jettisoning? He asked. I'll tell you, he said. I think our minds can...